You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Veterans Day is at the end of this week, and there's no better way to appreciate just what our military veterans have done for us than to hear them tell their stories. That happens Wednesday night at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. It's the second annual Service Above Self, honoring our veterans. Vets telling their war stories from World War II on up to the current fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. And these firsthand accounts are very, very powerful. We welcome now two of the veterans who will be telling their stories tomorrow night. Deborah Trimble served with the Air Force in Iraq, and her brother Kevin Trimble with the Army, serving in Afghanistan, where his life changed forever on September 18th, 2011, when an IED took an arm and both legs. And we're so happy to have you both here and a part of this incredible event, because I'm going to be here this year because I missed last year's, and I heard it was really, really a tremendous event. So welcome. Kevin, tell me, what do you remember about that moment in 2011? And I know you're going to be telling the crowd about that tomorrow night.
I remember all of it. I was conscious after I got blown up, and I was conscious until they put me out for surgery.
You were on patrol? What was going on?
Yeah, so we were walking into a village looking for IEDs. We knew that there was some in the area because there had been some activity. So we were like, we know it's here. We're just going to go find them now because it's our job.
And?
And, well, we found it the hard way.
and I know you had a friend right near you, and he did not make it.
Yes, Specialist Ryan James Cook. He was the fellow soldier who stepped on it. He was right there. He was 11 feet away from me when it went off, and he died immediately.
And for the family to get that kind of phone call, what was that like?
It's indescribable, actually. The sergeant that was reporting home from Afghanistan called me because I was his emergency contact. And we couldn't really understand what he was saying. The phone call dropped in the middle and he called back. There was a lot of static and it was very hard to understand. It didn't sound like they even really knew the extent of his injuries at the time. The sergeant called me while Kevin was still inbound to the hospital. So there was no surgery happening yet. They weren't really sure what was going on.
And I know that Kevin's injury and the care he got changed really what you wanted to do with your life.
Yes, I was focused on law enforcement at the time. I was military police in the Air Force, and that's where I was going to school to continue that and possibly transition to the civilian side but do the same work. And after the experience with him in the hospital with his healthcare team, it really just opened my eyes. It changed my life, too. I saw something, a greater way that I thought that I could serve instead of law enforcement.
And that is?
More impactful to go into medicine and give back some of what the healthcare team was able to give us.
And you are what would be called a non-traditional student. Tell us about the scholarship you got for the University of Michigan Medical School.
So I received the Tillman Military Scholarship for the whole duration of medical school.
So you will be going through your first year med student. Do you know what you want to specialize in?
Right now I'm focusing on orthopedics. I know that I'm a little bit biased because of Kevin's injury, and the surgeons that really impacted me were orthopedic surgeons. So I'm keeping my eyes open a little bit, mostly.
And Kevin, how long did it take from the time of the injury to when you were finally discharged from the hospital and from rehabilitation?
So rehabilitation is very much an ongoing thing because prosthetic falls under that. Mm-hmm. So for the rest of my life, I get to keep going back and getting new prosthetics. But I was out of the hospital. It was about 2 months, not quite.
And I know your family was able to stay at a Fisher House. And we don't know what those are in Michigan because, sadly, we don't have any, which is kind of the point of the event tomorrow night, raising some money so we can get a Fisher House in Michigan. How does it work?
Fisher House and the organization, they build sort of community homes. People who've gotten injured, they can come in and stay there pretty much as long as they need to in an accommodating environment. The other good part of it is that you're in a facility with a lot of other people in the same situation, and it helps to, you know, I say feed off each other, but when you deal with struggles in an environment with people dealing with the same ones, it helps everyone cope.
Is it fair to say that the Fisher House is kind of like a Ronald McDonald House, but for military?
Exactly. It's almost exactly the same. And the entire family stayed in the Fisher House for almost 6 months while Kevin was both in the hospital and then for the beginning part of his rehabilitation where he needed to be very close to the facility.
When I think that tomorrow night is going to be bringing vets from World War II mm-hmm. and from Vietnam, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, what does it mean to both of you to sit down and look at somebody who was flying missions in World War II and sharing experiences?
I think that it sounds a little strange, but there's this immediate bond because even though the wars are completely different and the service itself, what you're doing may be completely different. For instance, a pilot would be very different from my job mm-hmm. or even Kevin's job. But there's this instant bond of we know each other on some level. We've both served. We know what it's like, even though obviously World War I is very different from the Iraq War or the Afghanistan War. Even the Vietnam War mm-hmm. is completely different from either of those. But I think, at least for me, there's this instant bond and kind of a sense of brotherhood or community that without even talking, you just know, you share experience.
What do you want people to get from the story that you're going to tell, Kevin, tomorrow night at the Michigan Theater?
I think a lot of people, in my experience, they see someone who's injured or, whether it's military or civilian. People see injured people and they're like, oh, God, we have to help them so much. But a lot of those people have become masters of overcoming difficulty. And as much as I like getting help. It's, it's great when people are like, oh, my God, I want to help you. But sometimes I just want people to be like, you're just another human being. I'm just another guy and I can do most of it myself. So I want people to look and remember that people who've gotten injured, they're just people. That's all they are. They're just people. They've had a hard lot in life sometimes, but they're just people and just treat them that way.
So see them as people before they see, a wounded warrior or a wounded vet. See the person is what you're saying.
Yeah, the person who's there long before they were injured.
Yeah. How about you? What do you want to get across from what you're going to say, Deborah?
I think I have several messages. One of them being that it's never too late to pursue the goals in your life that really hit you as being meaningful, and that's something that's going to give your life meaning and going to impact other people as well. And secondly, women also serve in the military, because very often we hear a lot of stories from men or special forces or infantry, those kinds of high impact, very driven, adrenaline type mm-hmm. of jobs. But a lot of times we don't hear about the women's stories. And so I want people to understand what it's like to be a woman and be deployed and in combat with 98 other males in your unit. I think there were 3 females in my whole unit with almost 100 of us total. So changing your life and changing other people's lives takes grit and drive. You can't impact the world by sitting back and watching TV.
And somehow I know when we hear the other warrior stories tomorrow night, we're going to hear that theme running through, whether we're talking about a mission in mm-hmm. World War II or a mission in Vietnam or what you have done in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think it's going to be an absolutely incredible night. And again, it's Service Above Self, honoring our veterans. It starts at 7 o'clock Wednesday night at the Michigan Theater. 5 veterans, including Deborah and Kevin, sharing stories of their combat experiences framed by live performances of the music that defined those wars. It's a free event, but they are hoping for donations to help build a Fisher House at the Ann Arbor VA Health Center. For all the details and advance tickets, just go to vetsinthetheater.org. That's all one word, vetsinthetheater.org. Kevin Trimble, U.S. Army veteran. Deborah Trimble, U.S. Air Force veteran. Thank you so much for your service. Happy Veterans Day this week, and thank you for bringing your stories to the event tomorrow night.
Thank you for having us.